Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years, we've been asking the franchise entrepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Charles Hibble, the CEO of the iJob Franchise Opportunity. And iJob provides fast, on-site mobile device repair for the most popular brands of mobile devices, with a specialization in Apple and the Samsung Galaxy series. I'm going to talk to Charles about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. Stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open? Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Charles Hibble, the CEO of the iJob Franchise Opportunity. And iJob provides fast, on-site mobile device repair for the most popular brands of mobile devices with a specialization in Apple and Samsung Galaxy series. Hey, Charles, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me today. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
It's my pleasure, Charles. We always like to ask our guests where you're calling from this morning.
Calling from lovely Scranton, PA, in the fall weather that we're having here today.
It's beautiful, isn't it? And I can totally relate because, you know, we're not far from you. We're actually in Easton, Pennsylvania. So, you know, and normally, you know, I don't get this opportunity because our guests are all over the United States. So when I found out you were in Scranton, I was really excited to have a neighbor.
Yeah, so we can relate on the fall leaves and time of year.
I sure can.
The change in seasons, you know?
Well, it's funny. I said to my wife earlier, you know, I'm in Williams Township, Pennsylvania, Charles, and we're, like, kind of up on a mountain. So I'm, like, looking directly north right now in your direction. So I said, I could probably almost see you, you know, but not quite.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I could see you from here, yeah.
Exactly. It's fantastic. You have a great story. You know, when I was reading about your background, I thought that would be, like, a really good place to start. Maybe you could talk about, you know, what you were doing, you know, before actually creating iDropped.
Yeah, you know, and I have a pretty long history in real estate, and you know, I still am very active in real estate as well. But you know, my history comes from doing real estate sales to growing another franchise brand, a real estate company in the Scranton Northeast area over the last 10 years. So, you know, it's been an exciting ride, and you know, I've learned a lot along the way. And you know, sort of the real estate industry has propelled me into the technology industry, and you know, it's been an exciting ride.
I was going to say, Charles, it was great how you were able to, like, you know, I teach marketing for Kaplan University, one of the bigger online universities, and, you know, and we started talking about this story, how you were able to identify a need, you know, through your occupation. You know, maybe you could talk a little bit about that. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, and, you know, and it's actually, the company was started because of my wife breaking her phones consistently and dropping it in her hot tub at our house.
Oh, that's something.
You know, used up all my upgrades, and I said, you know, there's got to be a way to fix these devices.
Yes.
And basically, you know, found out how to fix these devices out of my real estate company. And once people heard that I was fixing mobile devices, there wasn't really, you know, anybody really doing it at that time. It was, you know,
right.
Beginning of 2000 or middle 2011, and iDrop was started in 2012. I got overwhelmed with the amount of responses and people coming to my office to have their devices fixed. You know, I said, this is a business. And that's when iDrop was formed in 2012.
That's fantastic. How do you describe iDrop? You know, if someone, like, if you were at a franchise show, you know, and you were at a booth, and, you know, the typical question always seems to be, you know, someone comes up to the booth and they say, you know, so what do you guys do? How do you typically respond to that question?
Most people come up to and say, "Hey, you have the best name here. What is it that you do?"
That's true. Exactly, and it is a great. Who came up with the name, by the way?
I did. Yep.
You did.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Yep. Yep. It's very catchy. It's
it is.
You know, I like, you know, the iDrop feel. iDropped. And most people say, "I, is it EYE?" I said, "No, it's I. The letter I dropped." And,
right. Like,
you know,
iPhone.
Yeah. And so basically, when people come up to us, we basically tell them, you know, we're a mobile device repair company, you know, that specializes in the Apple and the Samsung Galaxy phones, and then they relate. They say, oh, now I get it, you know. So, you know, I dropped it. So, you know, it's sort of the very catchy tagline in our name.
Yeah, it's part of the history too. I mean, you know, going back to the story of with your wife dropping the phones, you know, and she had something to do with that as well, didn't she, in coming up with the name?
Yes. Yep,
it's
definitely.
Really...
And, you know, honey, I dropped my phone again. Okay, I dropped my phone again. So, you know, sort of all relates together, you know.
This is like, how to say, like a new industry, but I mean, it is fairly new, Charles. I mean, are there any numbers, you know, as far as like what you guys do or how big of an industry you're in?
There's actually a study that was, I don't have it on my desk in front of me, but there was a report put out. It's a $5.9 billion industry now.
Yeah, I imagine.
The repairs.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's incredible when you look at the numbers. And I suspect, you know, that those numbers are probably going to be growing, aren't they?
That was as of 2013. So, you know, 2014, it's probably going to double, you know.
Yeah, it really is incredible.
The amount of devices that are out there today, and just look at the sale on the iPhone 6. I mean, it's incredible. It seems like it's not declining. It's growing and almost double.
That's fantastic. So, your location. Where was your first location then, Charles? Were you guys up in the Scranton area? Was it the Scranton Mall in that particular area?
Yeah, it was actually our very first store was at the Steamtown Mall in Scranton.
Mm-hmm.
And we chose that mall because it symbolized Scranton, it symbolized the area, and it was really our first test store to see if the market, could be a business, and it has proven that case that it is a legitimate and fast growing business.
That's fantastic. How much, I mean, space is required? So, like, if your franchisees, you know, someone says, you know, this sounds great for me, I mean, how much space will they typically require to open up an iDrop?
Typical space size can vary anywhere from 200 square feet up to 1,000 square feet.
Okay.
Most of our locations, a lot of the malls we're in now, we do kiosk models, and the kiosks are about 200 square feet.
Yeah, so, that makes sense. That's interesting.
And some of our newer locations, some of our, actually our first store that we had was well over 1,000 square feet, and it's almost too much space. So we've really learned over the last two and a half years really what the size requirements are and, you know, what exactly is needed.
That's the beauty of franchising, too, is learning over time, you know what I mean, through, you know, through your store and then and other stores, you know, as you get that feedback from your franchisees, and you can almost get that exact number as far as, like, how much space is required. But, you know, I was thinking of that, you know, is even as, like, a kiosk model, it's nice to have that option as well to, I guess, your franchisees, which must be interesting.
Yeah, and the other thing is, too, we have now five corporate stores, so we've grown from, you know, one corporate store to a second corporate store in the same year in 2012. In 2013, we opened three corporate stores. So we've been growing pretty rapidly, and, you know, we've learned over that time period, you know, what exactly is required, you know.
Right. Exactly. Has there been anything that's stood out? I mean, since you started this whole thing, I mean, what's been like one of the most interesting things that's happened to you since launching iDrop, Charles?
You know, a lot of learning, a lot of training, because this industry was so new, there wasn't a lot of people trained on how to fix devices.
True.
So one of the biggest things that we've learned is, you know, when I hired the staff initially, I had to train them because they had no experience in this industry. So, you know, we were all sort of self-taught, and, you know, now we have 2.5-3 years of experience fixing devices, and, you know, we're able to now, my staff is able to now train everybody else as we hire new people as well to come into the company as well as franchisees.
That's fantastic. We're speaking with Charles Hibbel, the CEO of the iDrop Franchise Opportunity. And one of the questions we like to ask on the show, Charles, is what types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees?
Characteristics, they don't necessarily need to know how to fix devices.
Okay.
We prefer people that don't know how to fix devices just because we can teach them the right way.
Right.
You know, they don't have any bad habits. We're showing them the correct way how to fix a device. Because most people don't realize, we learned some very hard lessons over the years that, you know, a phone can get shorted out very easily if you're not using static mats or you're not statically grounded. And, you know, when you short out a few phones and you realize that, you know, that, hey, what happened to this phone? It just doesn't turn on anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you've shorted out the phone. And, you know, that stuff comes with learning and doing the repairs. So now all our stores and our franchisees have, you know, that they use, the repairs are done on static grounded mats. So those are little things that you do learn over the years. You know?
Sure, of course. Yeah, no, it's fascinating. What would the training be like? I mean, once you decide, Charles, that, you know, you like them and then they like you and they want to become a franchisee, how does the training work? Do they come out to corporate Scranton, Pennsylvania?
We have we're actually in process of a couple different options.
Okay.
Normally they'll come out for a 2-week training period. They'll come out to our Scranton location. They'll get 2 weeks of training. And now the training is not just fixing devices. It's how to market, how to get business into your store, how to handle customer questions. You know, when customers are coming to you, you are their technology help, okay? They're asking you, you know, why is my phone freezing? Or why is my power button not working? They're going to be asking, you're becoming their professional for help with their device. And, but yes, they come in for 2 weeks training at our Scranton location. We do also offer that if they want to add an iDrop franchise into their existing cell phone cell store that they sell cell phone plans, we offer a condensed training where one of our trainers will actually come out to their store and train them at the store as well.
Wow, that's interesting. It's fascinating, I find, because, you know, this weekend I had the similar situation where my phone actually froze, you know, and it's one of those situations where you're like, oh my God, and I was in New Jersey and I had to drive back to Pennsylvania and I'm like, what am I going to do? It's just, we feel we've become so dependent on our phones, haven't we? It's kind of like a body part, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, it's like, if you leave your, what if you left your phone without your house?
Exactly.
You feel like you're missing a person or you're missing something in that day. I mean, it's hard to function. No?
Yeah, it really is. My wife and I were having this conversation this weekend, you know, because I said, you know, how did we do it in the old days? You know, it's hard to imagine getting in a car, you know, in the 1970s or 80s, you know, without a cell phone, you know. But
you
wouldn't hear of it today.
I got to go home and check my messages, you know.
Exactly.
Go home and check my messages. Yeah.
Exactly. What's it, you know, because you've been doing this for a while now. I mean, what's a typical day like? You know, a lot of our listeners, they always have the question, you know, so what is a typical day like as a franchisee?
Typical day is, you know, most of the times we open our locations, we have customers standing at the door. Typically, you're opening your location, getting everything going, checking the prior day's business, and as soon as you open your door, the phones are ringing. You're dealing with customer questions, stocking the store. You know, because we do carry, we're approved reseller for Life Group, OtterBox, and a few other well-known brands in our store. That's the day, learning new technologies, you know, and taking care of the customer. The customer is ultimately the key in our business, is making sure your customer is satisfied and happy at the end of the day. It's fun. If you enjoy fixing devices, if you enjoy working with customers, you enjoy doing different tasks throughout the day, this is your type of business. You know, that's typical day in our business, is, you know, satisfying the customers, fixing their devices, and overall operation of the store. It is exciting. Every day I'm excited. Every day I get to the store.
Well, it's true. I mean, we become so, you know, desperate too, you know, of course, to have your phone fixed, that, you know, when someone is able to provide that service for you, you know, it's almost like going to the doctor, isn't it? You know, and they fix it for you.
Yep.
You know, so,
and the nice thing with us, there's no, you don't need appointments. So you can just show up, come in the store.
That's true.
And typically within an hour, we have your phone fixed and back in your hands.
That's fantastic. Has technology played a role in this business? I mean, have you gotten into, like, you know, are you going to be getting into, like, the whole social media thing, Charles? And I guess this is a technology-driven business, isn't it?
Yes, very, very much so. And, you know, with our business, we change every time a new phone model comes out. So we have to adapt and learn the business consistently. So there's a lot of change in our business. And that's what's good. A lot of people like change. And if you like technology, you like fixing things, this is your business, because it changes almost every 6 months. You know, with the new iPhones out, the new Galaxies out, new iPads are coming out. So there's a lot of change in this business. And it's exciting.
It sure is. With the, you know, in studying your background, Charles, it seems to me that, you know, you're an entrepreneur. You know, as I was reading about it, I said, okay, well, you know, Charles is certainly an entrepreneur. What advice would you give to our listeners? We call them franchisepreneurs, in the sense that, you know, they want to most likely get into franchising, but we find that most of them just simply don't even know where to begin, because there's so much out there to choose from. What would you suggest to them?
I would suggest pick something you enjoy doing. Okay, I enjoy fixing things. I enjoy interacting with people.
Yeah.
Pick something that you really love to do. The money will come. If you enjoy, if you're the type of person who enjoys fixing things, or you enjoy you know, outdoors, whatever that may be, pick something that you really enjoy doing. Because to be honest, that's where you're going to get most joy out of it. Then the business is not something that's going to bother you, because you enjoy doing it.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's well said. I think Ray Kroc once said that too, you know, as he said, you know, pick something that you enjoy doing. You know, if you're going to be doing it, you know, 40, 50, sometimes, and in the beginning, whether it's 60 hours a week, you know, you may as well like doing it, as opposed to not enjoying your job, you know. And we've even referenced on the show sometimes that – go ahead.
Yeah, and every day I get up. I get up every day – 7 days a week, because I enjoy what I do.
Yeah.
If you don't enjoy what you do, it's going to be a struggle to get up in the morning. If you really, truly love what you do, getting up in the morning and working a 10 or 12 hour day, you're going to love it, because you enjoy what you do.
I I totally agree. I think we've probably all been in that situation, haven't we? It's I know I've been in that situation in my life.
Things they hated. Yeah.
Exactly. Where Sunday night comes and you get that lump in your stomach, like, oh my God, another week, you know. But it's so true, you know. So I think that's fantastic. What are iJobs' plans for the future? I mean, I can ask you because you're the CEO of the company. I mean, where do you see the company, you know, 5 years down the road?
Yeah, we have pretty aggressive growth plans. You know, within the 5 year period, to have 200 to 300 new locations. So it's pretty aggressive, and we are. Pushing forward because we completed our franchise process this year. We are being really aggressive to expanding the iDrop brand and the iDrop name across the country.
That's
so
great.
That's what we're looking at as far as our growth.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And again, I'm so glad that you guys are so close to us because it means that, you know, I'm definitely going to make my way up there one day and shake your hand. You know, I don't get that opportunity
definitely.
A lot in doing the show, you know, so I think that's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information, Charles? Any numbers, any phone numbers, email addresses?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they can get information if they want to browse online at idropped.com, idropped.com. Or they can call our franchise sales department at toll-free, 866-611-1456, extension 1 is our franchise sales department, and they could ask for Tim. Tim is our vice president of franchise development, and he'll be happy to answer any questions that you have.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Charles, for coming on the show. And I'd really like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow, you know, and perhaps maybe next time
definitely.
I'll come out there and interview in person, you know, so I think that'll be fantastic.
Well, thank you so much for having me today, and thanks again.
My pleasure, Charles. We'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews now over 5 years and almost 300 shows, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, we're actually going to go back to the most very basic elements of franchising. In fact, we're going to go back 5 years ago to our very first show we did with PB Loco, where Don and I get into the defining the word franchise. We use references like the great Dave Thomas. So I think you'll enjoy this edition.
You know, the criteria they filled out, what they'd be comfortable in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think probably another good place to start, Don, is to, you know, define the word franchise, you know, because a lot of times when I ask my business students for the definition of a franchise, their response is typically the same. You know, they'll say to me, McDonald's or Subway or Quiznos. And, you know, yesterday before the show, you know, I looked up the word franchise in the Oxford Dictionary, and it defines a franchise as follows. It says, an authorization granted by a company to sell its goods or services in a particular way. And, you know, that's a good definition, but it doesn't really help an aspiring entrepreneur understand what franchising really is. And I know you had a good definition we were speaking about from the book Franchising for Dummies, which I think is written by the great Dave Thomas, who's gone on to, you know, bigger and better things.
Right.
But I don't know if you have
CEO
that.
CEO of Wendy's. Yeah, I do have that.
You do.
Book written by him and Michael Seid of Michael H. Seid and Associates. I thought it was a, you know, really great definition. It's a little lengthy, but I think it really sums it up, the definition of what is a franchise.
Right.
And it basically says franchising is a system for expanding a business and distributing goods and services and an opportunity to operate a business under a recognized brand name.
Good.
For example, Wendy's doesn't franchise hamburgers.
Right.
And Midas, the muffler franchise, they don't franchise car mufflers.
Right.
But they franchise business systems that deliver hamburgers and mufflers to customers with consistency of the products and services and also the customer experience. It says a franchise occurs when a business, which is called the franchisor, the franchise corporate office is called the franchisor. They license its trade name, which is the brand, such as Wendy's or Midas, and its operating methods, which is a system or their system of doing business, to a person or group. The person investing in the franchise is called the franchisee.
Okay.
So I think that's important to bring out somebody's terms because,
absolutely,
you know, the franchisee is going to be the owner of the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
The franchisor is the, you know, is the Wendy's or the Midas.
Right.
The franchisee, by buying into the franchise system, they agree to operate according to the terms of the contract. That's called the franchise agreement.
Okay.
The franchisor provides the franchisee with support and in some cases exercises some control over the way the franchisee operates under the brand.
Okay.
So that's what we mean before about the pros and cons. You know, you're in business for yourself. You have a much higher chance of success, but you're under the...
But you're not by yourself, as you say. You know,
right.
Your franchising is, you know, being in business for yourself, but not by yourself. It, you know, one of the words that you said in that definition, Don, which, by the way, I mean, I think is probably the best definition I've seen, you know, since being involved in franchising, is the most important word is system. And what we mean by system is kind of like a method of doing things so you get the same result every single time. And the analogy that I typically give, Don, is that, you know, the franchisor is the teacher and the franchisee is the student. And it's very important that the student, who's the franchisee, trust as well as listen to the teacher, or the, who in this case is the franchisor. And they also must be willing to totally follow the system and not try to reinvent the wheel. Otherwise,
it's already a proven system and
absolutely
concept. That's why they're buying into it, paying a franchise fee, paying royalties. It's already a
successful
proven system. That's why they're investing in a franchise, much lower failure rate.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Yeah, the key word system is very important here because someone doesn't have to go into and set up all this marketing and all these different things involved with starting up a business on their own. It's already been done. I mean, it's already done for you. You just have to follow the system, and if you,
right,
if you do that, you're going to be successful in most cases.
Absolutely, and I think that's what can make it difficult for some entrepreneurs, Don, is because, you know, some people are so entrepreneurial that they don't have the ability to follow a system. You know, it's kind of like, the example I give is, you know, you buy a McDonald's franchise, and you say, you know what, I think that this cheeseburger is going to taste better with four pickles and a little more mustard, you know, and you just start trying to reinvent all these different things. It's not necessary with franchising. You have to be willing to totally follow that system. Otherwise, it's not for you, and that's why franchising isn't for everyone, and that's, you know, franchisors certainly don't want somebody coming into their system and trying to reinvent things. You know, you don't have to do that.
Right. It's a good point. I speak to franchisors all the time, necessarily don't want to recruit or find an investor who's had,
mm-hmm,
a background in their industry to invest in them because
absolutely
they might want to do things their way. If things start off a little slow, they want people coming in fresh who can be trained, learn their system, and do things exactly what's been successful with their other franchise owners. So
I agree. I agree. You know, another example I give, Don, is I call it the entrepreneurial scale, where, you know, I would ask somebody, I'd say, you know, how entrepreneurial are you on a scale of 1 to 10? You know, 1 being low and 10 being the highest. You know, and if somebody said to me that they're a 9 or a 10, I think I would push that person away from franchising, you know, because, again, these are typically people who are just so entrepreneurial that, you know, their mind is always going and they just want to reinvent things over and over. And, you know, so those people should not go into franchising, you know. So
right.
It's very interesting points, you know.
Yeah, and just one last part to finish up the definition,
mm-hmm,
of what is a franchise.
Good.
I mentioned it before, but for people not really familiar with the franchise concept, it says for all this service the franchisor will give, it says in exchange the franchisee usually pays the franchise or an initial fee called a franchise fee,
right,
and then a continuing ongoing fee. I mentioned a word before that's called a royalty. You know, usually could range in the 2-5% range. It includes advertising and everything, but the franchisee will pay a royalty And that's basically for the use of the trade name and all the operating methods and system that we're talking about. So I think that's a great definition of, you know, the word franchise. It really just sums it all up in just a few paragraphs.
Absolutely.
You know, and as weeks go on, we're going to be using these words a lot.
Absolutely.
Franchisee, franchisor. So that's why we think it's important to kind of just throw these terms out in the first show just to people understand it.
I agree. We have, you know, some of those definitions actually posted on our show page for World Hawk Radio too, Don. But
so thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews.